Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. Michael asked me probably about a month ago, and I thought, yeah, I've never done this before, but why not, you know? Give it a go, see how I go. Bit nervous, but I hope today's message that I've prepared brings you encouragement and God's word. So if we can have the picture up, please. I'm calling this message The Road Ahead. When I was putting together my thoughts around the message, I felt God wanted me to share about a journey or the journey. And if you look at this picture, it's not my own picture. I thought it might get you thinking. What do you think of when you see this picture? It reminds me a little bit of the road that goes from Mansfield to Mount Buller, except these mountains are much more magnificent. But, you know, you've got this long straight road that is disappearing, and then there's a curve and this magnificent mountain and clouds behind it. So relating it to a journey and where it takes us as we travel with Christ alongside. So the journey may have ups and downs, or it might have unplanned stops. What's just around the corner? We can't see it. Is it troublesome or is it terrific? Regardless, we keep traveling and we keep our faith with God. God's going to move those mountains if he needs to. He'll make a way. So I'd like to explore some thoughts around our personal journey along the road and consider God's timing, God's ways, and God's plans. So have you ever heard it said that God is never late, but generally he's never early either? Let's consider God's perfect timing. So looking at Ecclesiastes 3, I'm reading verse 1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. It's not the full verse, but that was the key part that I took from that. And also verse 11, he's made everything beautiful in its time. These verses, for me, they demonstrate that everything is in order and perfect. I think God uses times in our lives of waiting for us to stretch our faith in him and bring about change and growth. You might be waiting for an answer. You might be waiting for a door to be opened or closed or a path to be made clear. Right now, we're waiting on God and his timing for a new leader in this church. So let's look at perfect ways. In life, when things are great and fall into place, just how you want it, we say, that's perfect. You go, oh, that's perfect. But, you know, we also use the same word in contempt, don't we? We say, if something gets broken or there's an accident, we go, just perfect, you know? So looking at the ways, God's ways are perfect. Looking at Psalm 18:30, this God, his way is perfect. And Isaiah 55:9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our human brains really can't comprehend or fully understand the magnitude of this scripture, but we can be in awe of it. Got a personal reflection I'll share with you. My work, my career is in the international freight forwarding and customs clearance industry. I'm a licensed customs broker. So I remember in 2018, I've been working for a company for about 9 years and I'd had enough. It was time for a change. So I was going to go for a job interview. And I'd prayed about this job, and I'd sought acknowledgement from God. So on the afternoon of the interview, I was working in Truganina, and I needed to travel from Truganina to Tullamarine, which is about 23 kilometres. So the interview was at 5:30, and I thought, well, okay, I'll finish at 4:30, I'll give myself a full hour to get across to Tullamarine. So I departed, and I went onto the Western Ring Road. As a lot of you will know, it gets quite congested. So it can take probably about an hour. On this particular day, when I left, it was remarkably quiet. There's very little traffic, and it took me less than 30 minutes to make the journey. So praise God for that. I was very surprised, but I also knew that God made a perfect way for me that day. What a blessing, and I had a peace, and I had his presence, and I got the job. So what about plans? So thinking about plans, do you like to plan when you take a journey? You say, we're going to stop here, or we're going to stop there, or you know, we're going to take 3 hours, or a day, or whatever it may be. There's an expression that says, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And sometimes our best made plans, they fail. It's our human nature to want to have control of the journey. I think we all like to plan the destination. So looking at the plans, God's plans are perfect. And there's a verse there from Proverbs 16:9. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And what really strikes me about this verse is that, you know, there's such a contrast between your journey and a way and just one step. You know, when you go your way, you must first take a step. So that's what strikes me about that. So what about God's plans for us? His timing and his purpose. What about for you? What about for those that are close to you? Or what about for the church? Our challenge is that we need to trust God in all of this. Another reflection for you, going way back to 2009. You may remember the global financial crisis that we all experienced. I was working full-time. And it was around February of 2009, things were starting to slow down in the economy. And one afternoon, without warning, my employer, they terminated myself and six of us in a single afternoon. I remember the feeling of just total disappointment. I'd been working there for about 3 years and just thinking, what was all that for? All for nothing, you know? Fiona and I were expecting our second baby, which is Levi, in May of that year. I tried to get work back in the industry that I work in, but unsuccessful. I tried for around 6 months without work that year. Anyway, God carried us through that. And, you know, it definitely wasn't my expectation or my plan. It was God's plan that I was going to be living through that time with no work. I probably thought it's not great timing either, but it was God's timing. So the blessing was for us being around more than expected to help at home. And I give thanks that we had that time together as a family. So how do we take comfort to know that God is with us on this journey? Well, it's written in God's word, isn't it? I've got four takeaways for you today. And they are know, pray, trust, and rest. So the first one is know. Know that you are never alone in this journey. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. We can pray. Invite God into your specific situations and circumstances. Pray for Him to reveal yourself. Pray for Him to reveal Himself to you and others around you, and for Him to do His work in and through you. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." We can trust God's purpose and plan for your life. Trust it. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And we can rest. We can rest in God's presence. The Holy Spirit will provide comfort in stressful or uncertain situations. And Exodus 33:14 says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." So say it out loud. Know, pray, trust, rest. Take those away with you today. So let's go with Him, yeah? Amen.